Vera Atkins did not, as a rule, take too much notice of the opinions of others. When it was a question of judging the character of a particular agent, especially a woman agent, she liked to make up her own mind in her own time, which was usually within a few moments of their entering the room where she first met them, at Orchard Court. The flat in Orchard Court, just off Baker Street in London's West End, was a base used by SOE's French section, or F section, where headquarters staff could meet new recruits and also brief those departing on missions. Agents were never allowed into SOE's HQ in Baker Street, in case they heard or saw something they did not need to know. By the spring of 1943, when recruitment to F section was fast picking up, a steady stream of young men and women would arrive at Orchard Court. The drill for new arrivals was by now well established. First, Park, the doorman, in dark suit and tie, would lead the way, never asking names, but always knowing exactly who a new arrival was, through the gilded gates of the lift and on up to the second floor. In perfect English or French, whichever they preferred, Park would then usher them into the flat and straight into a bathroom, because there was no space for a waiting room.
"Back in the bathroom, please, sir, or madam," he would say if they wandered out, and here the agent sat on the side of a deep, jet-black bath, or on the onyx bidet, surrounded by black and white tiles, while they waited to see what would happen next.
Park would then lead the agent to meet Maurice Buckmaster, the head of F section. A tall, slender, athletic figure, he once captained Eton at soccer, with angular facial features and fair, thinning hair, Buckmaster would shake the agent's hand vigorously, then, perching momentarily on his desk, legs swinging, make a few warm, welcoming remarks. To any recruit who seemed inquisitive, he would say,
"We don't ask questions,"
firmly stressing the need for secrecy at all times. He would then stride off with the recruit down the hallway and, opening another door, say,
"And this is Miss Atkins."
Nodding towards Vera, Buckmaster would then explain,
"Miss Atkins will be looking after you from now on."
And as the door closed, the new arrival's eyes would fall on a woman seated at a table who produced a smile, remote but welcoming. Vera then rose, tall and trim, in twin set or tweed suit, her fair hair rolled up at the nape of her neck. This mature woman in her mid-30s, most recruits assumed, must be a woman of senior rank, though exactly what rank was not at all clear, as there was no uniform, and she was only ever called Madam or Miss Atkins. After proffering a hand, Vera settled herself again behind a small table, showing off nicely turned ankles and smart court shoes that looked expensive, but probably were not. She then slowly lit a cigarette, and her blue-grey eyes fixed upon the new recruit. Vera appeared to know everything about the new arrival, and without referring to any piece of paper, she could talk to them about their country of origin, about their family, and about their special knowledge in any field. For example, she knew if they could fire a gun, fly an aeroplane, read a map, or ski. And Vera knew exactly where the new recruit was living, and if they needed accommodation, she would offer to arrange it. She knew of their financial circumstances as well, and could offer cash advances on request up to a limited amount each month. All this was very reassuring, because until they met Miss Atkins, many of these men and women had felt somewhat disoriented by the experience of special employment, as their new work was called. Some of the women had, just days earlier, been mopping floors at Royal Air Force, RAF stations. Many recruits were civilians, spotted by SOE scouts, while some had just escaped across the Channel from France and had never been to England before. Few knew exactly why they had been picked out for this secret work, though it was almost certainly for little other reason than that they spoke native or near-native French. Some were French, many had at least one French parent, and most had a cosmopolitan background. They had been invited first for a selection interview, perhaps with a Mr. Potter, in a small bare room numbered 055A in the basement of the War Office.
but Mr. Potter would have said little about what exactly they would be doing. Once the MI5 search into their background had safely come back, indicating no trace, they had been whisked off to sign the Official Secrets Act. But still, they had no idea what it was they would be keeping secret.